Hi, everybody. Ooh,
sorry.
That was really loud. My fault.
Richard Tracy with Criminal Masterminds. You're listening to us on America Out Loud Talk Radio and Podcast Network. Thank you very much for joining us today. What are we listening to in the background? Now, I must stress this. We don't support communism or socialism. We're just from there. And we've been programmed,
I guess.
Been
ingrained in our system.
Yeah, to acknowledge certain things. So when the 100-year anniversary
of the
Soviet Union Revolution, or is it the Russian Revolution?
The Great October Socialist Revolution, to be exact.
It's on the 7th, though, right?
But it's on the 7th of November. Even though it's the October Revolution, it happened in November. But it did happen in October because they moved time, like the calendar, because Russia was like lagging behind.
Yeah, by the time this will be heard, it'll be past the 7th. Around this time.
Many people don't know that there were actually two revolutions. One revolution occurred in February.
Okay.
And it's actually on the March.
And it's celebrated. But isn't there a Russian calendar?
There was Russian calendar. I think it's called Julian calendar, maybe, or something. And they were not matching with the rest of the world. So they
had because they were communists.
It was before communism. Communists came, Lenin and Trotsky, and they're like, they moved. They're like, look, we gotta readjust.
We need to make it.
It's a very difficult situation to match two calendars.
We need to make it compatible with the rest of the world.
Yeah, they tried to do that. They also had different gauges on railroads. You know that. The width of the rails, it's not the same in Europe.
Oh, yeah?
And Russia, it's different. So.
Oh, but they're right next to each other.
Yeah, so when you travel in the...
derailed.
No, derailment doesn't happen. They actually pick your cars up, and then they actually replace the wheels.
Oh.
Those metal wheels.
Wow.
So if you want to go to Europe...
That delays your shipments.
So European gauges and the Soviet gauges.
Is this before... This was... So the Soviets had the different gauge, not the Russians.
No, I think it's Russians because Russians had trains before that.
So if you get on, you know, let's say you get on Amazon and buy something, and back then it's shipped to you by train.
Yeah.
It would be an extra week probably.
It's probably an extra week to change those wheels. They're a little heavy.
Yeah, no two-day shipping 100 years ago
Laser
in Russia.
Laser shipping.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to buy a hammer and sickle.
So anyway, they had like the revolution in February that happened. It's actually deposed the, what's his name, Tsar.
Right.
And then the liberals came to power, Bernie Sanders type.
Oh, boy. You know what? I was thinking about it. Where would I rather thrive? Or, you won't thrive in either, but would I rather live in communism or Bernie Sanders' socialism, which is essentially going to end up being communism anyway? I'd rather go back to the Mother Russia communism.
Yeah, because it was completely different.
Because everybody had a job.
You had to work.
And you had to work, and you had to be productive, and you couldn't be a lazy bum.
Yeah, they wouldn't give you like money for nothing.
I bet if you go look into Bernie Sanders' refrigerator, he has food there that's rotting from like 6 months ago. Why? Because he's lazy. I bet he has laundry that's just... You ever been to a millennial's home?
I can't recall. Maybe.
Do you remember our friend?
Yeah, I did.
Our friend Baker John.
Baker John. Baker John. Yes. Yeah. Baker John.
Do you remember how just stuff was around?
Yes.
Not because he was a hoarder, because he was a lazy, he just didn't pick things up.
Yeah,
there was just stuff there. there were literally a plate. There was literally a plate of food once.
Yeah.
And you could. Take the plate, and there was stuff on the plate.
Petrified.
The food on the plate? No, it was so. I suppose maybe it was so petrified. Are you saying that I was petrified?
No, the food.
Oh, the food.
Like was so old that it's like fungus and shit.
Rancid. No.
Okay,
well, maybe because I literally picked up the plate and I flipped it over, and the food, whatever was on there, was still positioned. It was like, you know, when you go buy food for display, when you sell a house and you want to make something presentable.
Yeah.
So they have like a plate with fake food on there and you can flip it over. You can basically play Frisbee with it.
Yes.
Same thing. It was like mustard that was just completely dry. I think there was food that was dipped into the mustard.
Mustard was like
probably
cemented.
With every intention of picking up, let's say, this fry and putting it in your mouth. But no, that fry was left in the ketchup for months. So there was just like food hanging out of the mustard and other things on that food that dried to the plate.
Yeah. In the basement?
In the basement where we used to jam.
Jam, I remember.
My band. Oh, yeah.
I remember. We were like, first time we came in there, and it was Mikey. Mikey, by the way, couldn't be here. I actually called him. He said he really wanted to be here.
Is he coming to the show next weekend?
Probably. And he did say that his kid was sick. He had to take him to the hospital.
Oh, no.
Because of some kind of virus. The kid's okay, but he could not really make it here today. But maybe next week. Maybe
I
next
bet
week
it's the same virus that mother has.
Mother, yeah.
Mother is sick as well. But, you know, I know a lot of people listen to the show and they're like, wow, these guys do talk about Soviet Union awfully a lot. We were raised there. Please forgive us. I don't want to give the impression like we're anti-American or unpatriotic or hate America or stuff. I don't think anyone would get an impression that we're,
you know, pro-communism after listening to the show.
I'm just saying, we do talk about it a lot, but it's...
Can you put it up? I want to hear this song. I don't know what it is.
It's... there is a sound to communism, isn't there?
It's a race, workers.
Люд голодный.
It's all about hunger, workers, and peasants.
И раздайся клич мести народной.
Revenge of people.
Вперед.
All right, put it down.
Sorry, so, I confuse my R's with
P's. The reason I talked about Mikey because Mikey came there. You were there jamming, and there were some other guys. And then at some point, one of the guys said, "Hey, Baker, can we smoke in here?" And Baker looked at him and was like, "Smoke what?
Smoke what?"
And
yeah.
The guy was like, "Cigarettes." And Baker was like, "Oh yeah, no problem. Why even ask?"
Yeah. Well, no, you were like, "What is that? Do you have to decide which one, or like, is it often something else?" That's kind of...
You know what's the only thing that rotted in our fridge back in the day in Russia?
Yes.
I remember somebody gave us a banana, and banana was like a rarity. We didn't really have bananas back then. How many times do you get bananas? And I was like so fascinated that there's a banana. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to eat it now. It was a fresh banana. I'm going to put it in the fridge.
I'm
going to save it for the weekend.
Savored it.
Yeah. I saved it for the weekend when there is no school so I can just get it, you know, on my day off, I can enjoy the banana. So weekend came, of course, you know, I opened the fridge and here's a banana disintegrated.
Oh,
it's completely
dark.
I was so disappointed. I think I still ate it, but it was not the same.
That's funny.
As, you know, the real, like this tender banana. You know, banana like that.
Banana juice. Hey, real quick. This is literally breaking on BlueLivesMatter.blue. I was looking up to see what stories we could read. But a man drives car through store in gunfight with officers. This is right now happening.
The Black Friday? Is it just shopping or is it...
Billings. What's... MT, what state is that?
MT, Montana?
Montana, I apologize. Yeah, an armed suspect drove his car through Big Bear Sports in Billings Saturday morning and has been shooting at the police. The incident started Saturday morning after Walmart employees kicked the suspect out of their store for attempting to steal firearms. That's not good. Is that Steven Seagal?
Yeah, that's... remember you said that... That's off the car drove from a mall and there's a fight now, a gunfight.
Oh, okay. So, the man left the Walmart and drove his welcome vehicle through the entrance of Big Bear Sports Center. Yeah, man.
I don't know her. I don't care about her. That's who I want to know. Just like a dog without a tail. You want to kill her, kill her.
Is there going to be cursing here?
No, because I don't know her at all.
Ooh.
I know, he punched him really hard.
Yeah, bad boy.
Even if there is a cursing,
we're watching Marked for Death. It's 1990 with Steven Seagal.
Thin as a stick.
Great, great. Oof! He just... he killed. He put a knife in his chest.
Right in his chest.
Oh man, that was me, brother. Okay. So, man left the Walmart and drove his vehicle through the entrance of the Big Bear Sports Center, which was closed at the time. Oh man. Yeah, I'm on white boy.
This nigga blood clot up in battle, you see.
So he picked up a... This guy just kicked his butt. He picked up a shotgun. Why wouldn't he
shoot him? He had the distance. The 90s punch sound.
Yeah. And that's a 90s arm break.
Ooh,
yeah.
He just broke his arm.
The reason we're playing it because it's in the mall.
Yeah, that's true. A very expensive looking mall. When the police arrived, a gunfight broke out between the officers and the suspect. A patrol car was hit, but none of the officers were wounded. It is unknown if the suspect was hit in the gunfight. The suspect retreated back into the store and barricaded himself. City dump trucks have been set up as cover for the officers. Oh, that's pretty smart.
Yeah, dump trucks.
Those will take a decent amount.
He shows up. And where the hell was he?
There's a live feed right now if you'd like to watch it. Oh, well, by the time you listen to this, there won't be. I'm sorry. Anyway, it's a developing story. If more develops, I'm sure Blue Lives Matter will have it. I guarantee you Blue Lives Matter has it before anybody else does. Well, there you go.
You know, I notice very, very often we start a topic and then we start talking about something. And completely derails, and this topic just left halfway.
I literally had breaking news, and Al interrupted it with "Marked for Death."
Yeah. So let me go back. There are two revolutions in Russia. One was in February, that actually occurred in March, according to the new calendar.
Very backwards.
And that's when they deposed the Tsar, and there's the liberal government called the Provisional Government. They came to power eventually,
right.
And there was like actually duality, two duality. And then, like the socialists in October, which is November 7th, they took, Svlast Sovetom! Lenin came from Germany. They actually sent him from Germany in a train, in a car, you know, that was sealed with a stamp or something. And I'm sure they probably had to change the wheels, though.
Right,
the guy, he gets in there, he sets everything up. The Aurora, the cruiser goes up, you know, the river, and then bang, you know, fires, and all the sailors run and depose the provisional government, and then that's how Soviets, you know.
Oh, it's it's Nilly Vanilli.
Is that the one he says? Hold on.
He sets it on fire, right? See, why is there no sound?
Because here's a sound. Oh. He's gonna tell him. Let me introduce you to my sister, the goddess of fire. This guy really talks like he has really cool...
That's queso cheese. Yeah.
I want you to meet my sister.
Sister. Yeah, man, I want you to meet my sister. It is called rum.
The goddess of fire.
And what he's doing, Steven Seagal is stuck in the car that's kind of squished between two big trucks. And he's trapped inside the car. And this guy comes up and says, this is my sister, goddess of fire, and frozen molotov cocktail.
Is he
inside.
Not armed?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't he shoot
him
right there?
It's a lethal force situation.
Absolutely. See, let's look at it some more, Steven. It's burning right in front of you. You're stuck in a burning car and you can't get out.
Yeah, man, I just put a bottle in his car, man. Yeah, me brother, everything
What is he doing? He's just like kind of... shadow boxing.
Oh, it's his leg busted.
You know, nowadays Steven Seagal would never be able to squeeze through that opening. He'd be dead with his belly.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, man.
Anyway, here's a funny story on BlueLivesMatter.blue. Armed robber accidentally shoots his, they refer to it as dangly bits off. Does that mean he shoots his nuts off?
That's what it sounds like.
Let's read some more, shall we? Guess where it is. Just take a wild guess.
California?
No.
Where?
Where does all the just nonsense always
Florida?
Happens? Chirac, Chicago.
Oh, Chicago. Okay. That was my third guess.
Yeah. Chicago, Illinois, or some of you, you know, whose English is first language, and I still yet... here American borns refer to Illinois as Illinois.
Illinois.
A hot dog stand robber.
Tennessee.
That's ironic. A hot dog stand robber learned the hard way that appendix carry with no holster is a good way to shoot your wang off, because that's what he did. who wrote this. Holly Matnick, I guess, wrote an article for Blue Lives Matter. Oh, hi, Holly. How are you? Ooh, hi.
It's the first time somebody actually used their real name.
Oh, does she? Can I find more? Find out more about Holly? No, I cannot. Maybe I'll try it out later. Well, Holly, I'm just gonna assume Holly is a very attractive lady.
You always do.
It's safe to assume, right?
Yeah.
Tarian Pouncey, 19, has been charged with 2 counts of armed robbery in a botched criminal attempt. At about 6 a.m., who serves hot dogs at 6 a.m.? On a Tuesday morning, Pouncey entered a Southside hot dog stand. Can you enter a hot dog stand?
It's
outside.
Yeah.
All right. And held a pistol to the employee's head. Oh,
maybe
boy.
He approached him.
That's not good. That's not nice of Pouncey. Assistant Cook County State's Attorney.
Cook.
That's a big title. Assistant Cook County State's Attorney. What do you do for a living? I'm an assistant Cook County State's Attorney. Aaron, that's E-R-I-N. All the Aarons that I met were always cute, too.
Yeah.
Except for one. But anyway, let's move on. Aaron Antonietti.
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 Oh, she a paisan, huh? I bet she makes a really good baked ziti.
The employee was moving a bucket of grease at the time of the confrontation and told a coworker to give the robber cash from the register. I got to read it like a typical anchorman.
The bucket of grease tipped over as the employees were handing over their wallets and money.
And, quote, and bills went flying, Antonietti said. Pouncey held the employees at gunpoint while he gathered the scattered cash. How pathetic did he look?
Just yeah.
Gathering scattered things. Dollar. Everybody, anytime somebody spills something and they have to pick it up, it just looks...
And you know, it's a hot dog stand, so it's like small bills.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
ones,
probably.
Fives.
Just, it's
and
a
they
hot
all
dog.
Like smell like hot
yeah,
dogs
smell like
covered in ketchup and,
hot, yeah.
And
yeah, how many,
mustard.
How many dried up food mustard stains
there,
are there like, that you can plates that you can flip over upside down? Like Baker's house. Then he put the gun into his waistband of his pants.
Uh-huh.
And as he began to run out of the store, he accidentally shot himself in the crotch. He apparently pulled the trigger, firing a bullet that struck him in the penis. In his Pouncey. Surveillance cameras show Pouncey stumble out of the building. Oh, it is a building. And managed to cross the street before collapsing on the steps in front of a house. I bet his wee-wee hurt. He couldn't run any further.
Motor skills were affected?
Maybe.
By that? How, though? I mean, unless he's a tripod.
Have you ever had your...
he's a tripod, uses as his third leg.
That's right. Yeah, that's true. He should, yeah.
like Mars. What was the movie when Mars Attacks? No, not Mars Attacks. When War of the Worlds, they used like tripods to move.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. Remember the remake? They made that... Like horn sound.
Yeah. I think that horn was actually in the book.
Was it in the book?
I think so.
I read the book very long time. Believe it or not.
H.G. Wells.
Believe it or not, I actually read a book by H.G.
Was it because it's Captain Blood?
I'm still working on Captain Blood. I'm
waiting. Chapter 5 since 1995.
I am at a point in Captain Blood where they are trying to escape from the pirates. Is it the pirates or the Spaniards that took over the island?
They were sold like...
They were already on the island
they
working.
No, they were working for British.
They were working...
Jamaica, right? Was it Jamaica or Barbados?
I don't remember. I think it was Barbados. Jamaicans attacked... Was it the... Who attacked the island? Not Jamaica.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. my sister. The Captain Blood, I'm going to introduce you to my sister.
I think the Spanish attacked
the Spaniards,
the Spanish.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah, they were... what's his name? Don Diego with...
That's right.
And ship was called Cinco Llagas. I remember that.
And there was a standoff on the poop deck.
On the...
anyway, Pouncey was unable to run further because of the pain of the self-inflicted gunshot wound he suffered when he tried to adjust the .38 caliber pistol in his waistband.
Good thing it was
as
only
he ran off. Yeah. Oh, can you imagine if that was 45. A 40 or a 45? It would take his nuts with it.
Or a shotgun.
Police recovered a .38 caliber weapon as well as the employees' wallets from the suspect. Hang on a sec. I'm getting a text from a Mr. A friend of ours who's supposed to be here.
Text has been sent.
He said, Tracy, F. me. Oh, he said, F me. I'm sorry. Just woke up. Worked till 5 a.m. last night. I kept staying. Needed that money. I guess
you needed the money.
I guess they offered for some officers to stay over for some overtime last night, and he stayed. That's why he couldn't make it. It's okay. You know what? I could probably call him and talk to him real quick. So hang on. Give me. Can you distract my listeners with something?
Ladies and gentlemen, put on the surface, just like
I'm not
surface.
Equipped.
What
I'm
am
not.
I talked.
I'm
what
not
am I talking about.
I can't take a phone call right,
right
now. One of my auxiliary cords isn't here. There had been no word if Pouncey's body part was recovered.
Pouncey's actually his last
Pouncey's
name?
Pouncey's last name. Pouncey's blood-stained boxers matched
underwear.
The underwear he had on in the surveillance video, which clearly showed the pattern on the fabric when the teen bent over to collect the money that had fallen to the floor. Good camera, I guess. He remained hospitalized as of Thursday. The court ordered Pouncey held without bond, probably because he put a gun to somebody's head. He is scheduled to appear in court on Tuesday, according to the Chicago Tribune. Pretty funny, huh? Let's see what the comments are. Ruffle. Karma is at its finest. OMG, LMAO, should have blew his head off. A hope dog ran. Wow, when people type these comments, they really don't pay attention to what they're typing.
Yes, spelling.
Or yeah, I hope dog ran off with his penis. No more. At least he won't be donating any more to the gene pool other than any kids he may have already.
He didn't shoot his testicles
fathered.
Off.
He can still, he won't be able to afford extracting his sperm any other way.
Oh, that whole thing is gone.
His wee wee's gone.
Pay attention to the stories when you read
them. When I read them?
Yeah.
Right.
Let me ask you, what happened to the screen of this computer? Because I got here, you have a laptop, which had a screen that used to work.
I like
last
how we
week.
Have Marked for Death just playing in the background.
And then this computer was connected to a little screen that you could see. Now I see there's another big screen that's connected to the computer, so we both can see it, but the screen on the computer itself, on the laptop, is...
You have to now look at... you're telling me... is this where he pokes his eyes out?
Yes.
Yes. Ah! That he's not very happy about that.
No. Then he breaks through the cement wall like a Terminator.
So, okay. I was doing something on my laptop. I was trying to get some program to work. And... I as much as I complain and bitch about Macs and Apples, is this where he breaks his back? Oh, yeah, he broke his back right now. And throws him out the window. Oh, down the elevator.
But you know what? With a broken back, he's still moving. Can you move your arms with a broken back?
It depends.
Well, he's definitely not going to move anything after falling on that rod.
And all the way down like that.
You know, the song was really cool at the end.
Was
Remember?
It? Anyway, I was talking about my PC issues. In the entire time that I had a Mac or an Apple product, I never ever have been so angered by it.
Here,
that
play it in the background.
Hang on one sec. We'll go to the commercial break with it. You know what? I'll tell a story when we come back. What are we listening to here? Everybody, Criminal Masterminds on America Out Loud Talk Radio and Podcast Network. Check us out on AmericaOutLoud.com. I'm also on Twitter, at the Richard Tracy. Yes, and Al's on there too, but I don't know what his name is. Doesn't matter. Don't follow him. Follow me. And Blue Lives Matter. Blue. Thank
Do
you.
Do I have Twitter in the first
Chief
place?
Habanero. Yeah, you're following me. You crazy bastard. Chief Habanero, thank you so much for giving me some credit and some followers on Twitter. And Malcolm from Malcolm Out Loud, always supporting us and just letting us express our crazy opinions and...
Malcolm!
that scared me. Magnifying our volume! Yes, we'll be right back. Every rule I've ever been, every wicked avenue, what your hands commit, I know you're...
back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. It's AmericaOutloud.com, where the conversation never ends. With 24/7 streaming on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. We're back.
You hit the post really well on that one.
Didn't I?
Yeah, it just right came before the perfect, like a professional. Did you do it on purpose or
no?
Just
that was very accidental. If I ever try to do it on purpose, I will screw up. Yeah, I think as a radio guy, you're supposed to talk during the intro, when there's no vocals.
Yeah, and you're supposed to stop.
And you're supposed to stop right before and like hand it right over. It's like you're handing it over to the singer.
We should practice that and just do it like next time.
Didn't they do it on Opie and Anthony with Falcone guy?
I don't know. Maybe.
He was actually really good.
Well, he was good, but then I think didn't Howard like keep messing up when he started?
Probably
talking over the record.
It wasn't Howard. It was Opie and Anthony.
I'm talking about the Howard.
Oh, the other guy.
Like,
oh,
the,
maybe. Yeah.
I forgot what you were talking about.
I was talking about my laptop and how I got angry. I got so angry with this PC.
So angry.
I literally punched it in the screen.
I screamed
out loud and I just... The two for my index and my middle finger knuckles just...
The way you punched it, usually when you punch a screen, it has like that mark, but then you can still see like... You know, the rest of the screen kind of works there, even though there might be web marks and stuff.
Right.
This one is completely white with black stuff and things.
Take a picture of it and I'll post it on my Twitter.
And not only
if you
that,
wanna, if you want to see this laptop, it's on Twitter at the Richard Tracy. Here.
And not only that, the screen's actually moved a little back and. The whole, like, the housing that connects the screen to the laptop itself, it's all broken, too.
Right?
I mean, it moved, like, at least a few millimeters away from where it's supposed to be. The whole thing I'm talking about.
The screen looks like? Modern art.
Yeah. Initially, I thought it was some kind of, like, a background design or something.
Right.
Like, look. It's like, it looks like a woman, actually. Like, a hair, you know, cleavage and a nice...
Oh,
wow. I mean, it's turning me on.
Holy moly. Is it one of those things where a psychiatrist or a psychologist shows you a picture of just like shadows or
I always said
shades.
Boobs.
Boobs, vagina, or penis.
Yeah. Do you remember that movie with Kramer? He was the killer with a bow tie killer.
Oh, child.
Problem child,
the first
and
one.
And then the psychiatrist comes to jail and he's a murderer, so he's in prison.
Uh-huh.
So the psychiatrist keeps showing him all the things and he's like, I see flowers. And then the prison, the warden, he's like, he's lying to you. He's seeing blood, the dead bodies. And then psychiatrist just keep telling him like, quiet, or you're going to leave. And it's like, what do you see? He's like, I see birds. He's like, no, you see bodies. So he's like, out. So he kicks the warden out. So he tells him, what do you see now? He looks and he's like, blood, and just kills the guy.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
And escapes.
What's the actor's name?
Kramer. Whoever played Kramer on Seinfeld.
Oh.
Michael Richards.
He'll always be Kramer.
Yeah.
Did you hear this a true story? I don't know if this is a true story, but apparently a Navy commander rejected an award from what's it called? The NFAL.
What kind of award?
He called it a dishonorable action on behalf of
very
the league.
Very dishonorable.
Very disrespectful. Navy commander John Wells says that the award he was to receive is tainted due to the national anthem protests. The article on Blue Lives Matter. And this one is also by somebody who's using his actual name. Andrew Blake. Hi, Andrew. How are you? Thank you for writing this article. A retired Navy commander had rejected an honor to be given to him before an NFL game Sunday in New Orleans. Some say Narlands. I love this song. Yes.
Она шлюха.
Madonna. She has three of these. She has Take a Bow, You'll See.
And is the third one? I did not know about the third one.
Oh, no, never mind. There was two. I played this on the last one, you know, because nobody was here.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Yes. This was my closing on the last one. Oh, her body's flawless in this video. Anyway, a retired Navy commander had rejected an honor to be given to him before an NFL game Sunday. I already read this part. Retired Navy commander John Wells was to receive a People's Health Champion Award for exceptional achievements after age of 65. I guess he did stop after the age of 65. Quote, although I am touched and honored to be selected for such an award, the ongoing controversy with the NFL players' disrespect for the national flag forces me to decline to participate in the presentation, wrote Wells, according to the release reported by the New Orleans Advocate. He says, I am unable in good conscience to enter the NFL stadium while this discourtesy prevails. He says, since this award is tainted with the dishonorable actions of the NFL and its players, I cannot accept it. He continues by saying, I admire them for what they're doing. Well, and he said this to USA Today, or he said in USA Today. I admire the award. I am just sorry that the circumstances are such that I could not ethically accept this. Wells said he won't walk onto the NFL stadium while the players continue their national anthem protest. They can do it. They have that right, no question. I've got the right to turn it off. I got the right to not go into the NFL stadium, and I have the right to decline the award. He is absolutely right. That is how I am looking at it. Certainly, I don't want to deprive anybody of having the right to... I'm saying this, by the way, not him. I agree with him. I completely don't disagree with anybody to have the right to voice their opinion. Oh, my God! Madonna just took her top off. Her jacket off, right? She's rolling around in bed in lingerie.
Lingerie.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness gracious.
I'm not talking about the grandma panties. I'm talking about some kind
Speaking
of
Speaking of grandma, thing. Grandma loved this video.
Yeah. Fascinated. She wanted to have that lingerie.
Ugh.
And wondering if her bed sheets are starched from men.
Starched. That's right. Wasn't there an argument between both of our grandmothers?
Yes.
One
was...
Oh, wait. He gets to make out with her?
I guess I never
got to that portion where I just forgot
we
about it.
Finished. That's when we were cleaning up the ourselves with tissues. <Yeah. laughs>
So, both of our grandmothers argued, right?
Uh-huh.
And then...
One was accusing the other of sleeping with her chauffeur. The other one was accusing of sleeping with everybody. But she said that, but when my men came to me, my sheets were starched and my panties were always silky.
Right.
No wonder she was like, studying it, just comparing. Richard's just like staring at it like with a smile.
Can I
The way Dad was looking at that Chris Isaac video? Remember when
no.
that?
did he not kill the bull in this video?
I don't know, but it actually hit me. Isn't Madonna kind of promoting bullfighting in this with this video?
Yeah, but he didn't kill the bull. He walked away.
He walked away? Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I never paid attention
to
him.
I never paid attention to him because I was always too busy paying attention to Madonna. Why does he have a video of her? Is she made a video so... Oh, never mind. He did kill him.
Yeah, he did kill. So, yeah, she's promoting, but he doesn't look too happy.
Oh, that's awful.
Maybe because Bull just almost beat him.
You know, that's one thing I never liked. I understand those bulls are like... they will shred you into pieces with those horns. But I never liked the idea of killing them. I never liked the idea of just killing animals in general.
Yeah.
Unless
I don't like bullfighting.
I don't like bullfighting either. Oh, it's the kid from Stranger Things. Yeah. Have you seen Stranger Things?
I saw the first season.
Did you like it?
Eh.
It got worse as it got...
It started out really well. It was interesting. But then it kind of like... So, you know, you kind of...
The first
think that,
episode?
You know, I thought it would be something that you can explain like without going into like this sci-fi, real sci-fi.
Right.
And then it turned out everything's just second dimension BS, you know?
Oh, you didn't like the sci-fi aspect of it.
It was too sci-fi-ish.
Really?
Because I like sci-fi, don't get me wrong, but it initially, when you start...
You didn't like that other dimension part.
When you think this is like real stuff, when they start throwing sci-fi at you, you're like, whatever. Like,
you know,
like Lost, you know? You kind of like...
I did lose it when they saw the monster. I felt like it was good right up until you saw the monster. You shouldn't have seen the monster in Stranger Things.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I feel like there's no monster that you can create that would scare me or
intimidate
me.
It's like seeing a shark in, Jaws.
In Jaws.
You didn't see it.
Actually, seeing the shark in Jaws is more scary. Because you're like, oh, no, there
it is. Yeah, but, you know, they didn't like, you know, in Jaws, shark didn't turn out to be like an alien shark.
That's true. It turned out to be a shark. You were expecting
one. Big shark.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, boy, poor Mr. Wells. I forgot about him. According to the U.S. Today, Wells said players have... a legitimate cause, but we're going about it the wrong way. He says, I would be more than happy to go in and sit down with the players and explain my point of view. There are some things that we need to look at. Dishonoring the flag and the anthem is not the way to do it. I agree with him again. The Medicare Advantage company that chooses the award winners said they would honor Commander Wells' request to not accept the award in a statement. Well, they don't really have a choice. What do you do? No, we insist.
Not here.
No.
Here's your award.
No. Mr. Wells, open this door right now. We have your award. You need
break
to accept
the door
it
down,
immediately.
Force
yeah, just force him to take it. Oh, here. Wait. What is this? I'm not by myself, but...
I like how you kicked it up.
Our listeners are like, those guys have ADD. They cannot focus on anything. What a good song. It's a good song.
I love Madonna's song. Not all of them, but I do love lots of her stuff.
I like her earlier stuff. Her later stuff got
I think I like
90s
stuff a lot. I don't know her latest stuff.
Here, well, pull up The Power of Goodbye.
Is that a good one?
Or Frozen. That's her later stuff.
No, Frozen is like late 90s.
Oh,
Frozen is good stuff.
Oh, was it?
Here.
A Ray of Light was...
Ray of Light was... you know Josh liked it, Ray of Light, I think.
The Ray of Light. What is this? This is Frozen?
Frozen
is
yeah.
good?
Yeah, Frozen. It's from 1997. I think I was... that's when I had sex for the first time whilst that song was out.
Oh.
And my girlfriend, Marsha. Who finally allowed to have to have sex with her in like a warehouse.
10.1 million views on this. I'm sorry. Go on about your sex story.
Yeah,
your
story? Yeah, we had sex. It's like the worst part of in the area that we live. Like really bad neighborhood. Like open drug market and body shops. This is what it is. And I had no idea where it was at, but she was very, very well familiar with the area.
Oh, was she?
She brought a bunch of guys there.
Oh,
and
boy.
Did you rap it?
Because I hope he did.
She made me feel special there for like a couple minutes. You don't remember the song? My wife likes it because that Doberman's there.
I would remember it if he gave me an opportunity to hear it for a moment. Oh, wait, there are two of them. I didn't care too much for this song.
I think I liked it after I listened to it. This is the later stuff. Well, not it's like 10 years old now.
What's the Oblivion? No, that's not it. How about Don't Tell Me? What's that one?
I don't know.
9.4 million views. Let's suppose that you're writing. Let's suppose I turn the volume down during an ad. Ugh.
Is that this guy dead?
Michael Jordan, right? No, Michael Jordan? No. Michael Jordan, I think, is alive, but George Michaels is dead, yes?
George. Hey, Summer of George.
Oh, he was. Yeah, Wham was awesome.
Believe it or not, George isn't at home.
That's part of the song. It's not freezing.
Oh, that's the way it is.
Yes, that's how it is. Oh, she's about to. She shouldn't walk in the middle of the. Yeah, I didn't dig this one either. Couldn't care for it.
Yeah, that's a. Yeah, but I mean, if you listen to it a lot, you might like it. But
Hung Up was good.
Hung Up was great. And then it's play Hung from Up? 10 years ago. Yeah, and that's actually a pretty good video, too. She's a
great video.
Look at her.
She's
I've never seen it. I actually saw it maybe a couple years ago. I just noticed that she was wearing that cool
this
outfit.
This is a very 80 back, actually, like late 70s.
Yeah,
even.
Like, look at the, you know.
Oh, my.
She wears this 70s outfit and cassette player and
how
wood
stupid.
Paneling. She's bending over.
Oh,
how old is she?
Song.
She's like 50 in here, right? Would
I
you do this 50-year-old?
So. Yeah.
I'd do her
I'd
if she's 75.
Her. Oh, this is a really good song.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the...
This is also ABBA.
ABBA's, yeah.
Yeah, she took like... She borrowed it. ABBA was great.
Oh my god.
Madonna can definitely stretch.
Madonna can definitely do many things. That's a good song. Good remix. Actually, I was listening to ABBA the other day. No, I'm not homosexual.
But it does make you, you know, open, you know, pull somebody's pants and look at their penis.
No. No, that never happened.
Sudden urge towards Brokeback Mountain?
Sudden urge to... I, you know, funny story about Brokeback Mountain. I was in Belgium.
Uh-huh.
Right when it was 2000, not 12, 2014, the second time we went to Poland.
Uh-huh.
I think it was 14, right?
Yeah.
It's right during the summer when that Jewish museum was attacked by, you know, that very tolerant and peaceful religion.
The okay, yeah, I
yeah?
get it. Yeah.
And it was right after that.
Uh-huh.
And
what
happened? I was... at our hotel flipping through channels and everything was oh bonsoir
that's how they talk
oh s'il vous plaît pour favor and there was the French part then there was a das ist sehr gut ja Unschenstein ans
is that German
oh this, yeah that's right
yeah this is gimme
and then finally I stumbled upon the only English channel
uh-huh.
and Brokeback Mountain was on. So I'm like, well, let's watch it.
Whatever.
And boy.
You like, have you ever seen Ali G the movie?
No, I've never seen
see,
Ali G the
movie. See, it's terrible. It's not scripted. I mean, it is scripted. Unlike Borat and Bruno. There's actually script to it. There's a plot that he becomes right. like a, you know, he runs for the government in England and stuff.
Okay.
Really boring. Uh-huh. But it starts with a scene where he's like, he's having a dream and he's making out with a girl and the girl starts giving him oral. And he's
okay.
like, oh, and suddenly he wakes up and like, and lifts his sheets and sees it's a dog licking his balls. He's like, oh, and then he's like, whatever.
And then he just lets it happen.
Yeah, yeah. And like this, you're like, oh, it's a Brokeback Mountain. You're like, you know what? Whatever.
Oh, that's how it, that's right. I don't remember
so
that.
So did you watch the whole Brokeback Mountain?
I think I caught it right as they were starting to camp.
You know what? I watched it and I liked it a lot. And I think it's a really, really good movie because every time you watch a movie about something, they go out of the way to just pop, like put as much of that stuff in the movie. Like if you watch a movie about like space exploration, there'll be lots of stuff about sex and I mean not sex,
you mean space?
Space.
Wow. What's on your mind,
you know,
you pervert?
If you're watching a movie about like football, it's all about like you know, oh it's like about you know, we have to work out
it's
every
like
time.
This entire world.
Now you watch a movie about gay like Milk, it was all about gay. They're just nonstop gay.
Like the whole world is gay.
Yeah, the whole world is gay. Now you watch Brokeback Mountain. You know, you it's promoted to you. It's a movie about two gay cowboys. When you watch that, it's a movie about cowboys who happen to be gay.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they don't overwhelm you with gay stuff. That's what I like it. It made it very authentic.
You know, ABBA girls were very pretty.
Who do you like more, redhead?
I like the redhead.
Because when in 1992, I think redhead has prettier face. But then, like, when she has like crazy 70s hair,
yeah, that's true.
The blonde one looks much better. You know, in 19,
oh, man, they made so much money.
In the they're like billionaires. I think they were offered like over $1 billion to reunite.
Oh yeah, look at her. There we
Richard,
go.
They were offered like $1 billion to reunite and tour. And they said, we just hate each other so much. You know, we would pass on $1 billion.
Why do they hate each other so much?
Because
what
they're happens? Probably stuck with each other for 10 years or 20 years.
The redhead's by far prettier. Look at her.
What do I want to say? Yeah, in 1980s, early 80s, when we went to Zagulba, before you were born, there was ABBA, the movie. They were playing it in the theater. And then after that, the whole Zagulba was deciding which one was hotter, right. Redhead or a blonde. And everybody said redhead was hotter. And I thought blonde one was, but now I'm.
I think back then we were just automatically drawn to blondes.
Yeah, blondes were kind
of. Now we're kind of like, hang on a sec. Let me look at the whole thing here.
Let me see. Take a chance on me.
I have 5 minutes left, and I'm gonna read this. This.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna read this story here from Louisville, Kentucky. A man falsely posing as a police officer pulled over an actual police officer.
Yeah, that's not the same story as the from last time you guys talked about when the son took dad's cruiser.
This is a
you know I was
one.
Listening to it and I was laughing when because apparently then his friend searched the guy.
Yeah,
no, was,
no, I think he did.
He did. Can you imagine if so? He this guy's like with a girlfriend and they pull him over, right? And then he pulls him out and he starts searching. Imagine he starts pulling panties and condoms and all like
underwear.
Dildos, you know, her like private stuff.
You know, I got
pubic.
it's up for debate in this video. Who's prettier, the blonde or the? I think the blonde takes it on this one.
Yeah, see, her hair is a little weird.
It's a 70s hair. Oh, dude.
I don't know.
I don't care. I'll take both of them.
Yeah. Which one is? I'm trying to find the one where she's like really ugly.
Anyway,
here this is Mamma
anyway,
Mia.
And the driver also.
Just keep reading it. The driver also
recognized him because he had been in high school with him, high school classmates. This article that I'm butchering is also by Andrew Blake.
Look at her hair here.
Oh wow.
She looks like Rushmore from the
Rushmore. It's a bushy hair. She's got an afro.
Yeah. I don't like this hair at all.
Are you telling me you still wouldn't?
I would,
but... What is he wearing? He's wearing overalls.
With no shirt,
white,
right?
Overalls with like a weird shirt underneath. Yeah, oh, the blonde one.
This is like 70s. Come on. This is his 70s. But blonde looks consistent, okay? The brunette looks like up and down like a stock market. And this guy looks so Swedish.
Anyway, the officer passed the defendant. The defendant then did a U-turn in a road and got behind the affiant's vehicle. Judge Sean Delahunty read from the charging documents during the hearing. That's just some bad luck there. Drop in behind a real police officer, huh? Yes, I agree. On Saturday, Brandon Hurley, 24, pulled over a vehicle using flashing lights and his horn. the driver of the vehicle, Hurley, stopped. Was an actual Louisville Metro Police Department police officer. Officer William Shive the Second.
William Shatner?
Shive the Second said he thought Hurley was...
Is he like a royalty?
He thought Hurley was in trouble at first, so he pulled in to the side of the road. Officer Shive was off duty in his personal vehicle with his wife, October 28th. Rushmore.
No, it's a... Dijusak.
Dijusak.
You know he's dead, the guy who played
him? Of course, I think all of them are dead, Al. Hurley walked up to the real officer's vehicle as if he was an officer stopping a driver. Hurley asked Officer Shive if he knew he had hit a curb and if he knew how fast he was going, court documents stated. It's a little weird when the non... Oh, my goodness. Yeah. What are they wearing?
I don't know.
What are they not wearing? Yeah. Phenomenal legs. I bet Dad would appreciate those.
Dad, he did appreciate those.
He was
legs.
A leg guy. Yeah. Officer Shive asked
and blonde
Hurley,
guy. He liked blondes. Yeah.
Right. Oh, my. Look at that.
She's arching her back.
Officer Shive asked Hurley what department he worked for, and Hurley said, Jefferson County. Shive then asked Hurley's badge number. Hurley replied that he didn't have his badge with him because he was off duty. Police said that Officer Shive then told Hurley that he worked for Louisville Police Department. Hurley said he wouldn't write the real officer a ticket. Hurley went back to his car and drove away in the wrong lane of traffic at a high speed, police officer said.
Can you imagine?
Police said the officer Shive was able to get Hurley's license plate as he drove off. The officer believed he recognized defendant from high school, which is another bad break. After looking at photos, Hurley was able to identify the former classmate. What an idiot! Mm-hmm. Hurley was arrested on November 1st and was charged with impersonating a police officer and wanton endangerment.
That happens from time to time when those idiots pull over
they get a little
cops.
Ballsy. They're just stupid. Hurley pleaded not guilty at his arraignment and was released from jail on a $500
bond. How's he going to defend himself? What is he going to say?
I don't know. The judge also ordered Hurley to remove all the flashing lights from his vehicle and deliver them back to the court. He's scheduled to
deliver them
to
me.
Somebody's
knocking.
Is it? Anyway, we're almost done here. Anyway, what's this song? Waterloo.
I don't know. Oh, is it?
You're just nonstop going through ABBA, aren't you? By a group that
dominated the charts. Dominated. 76. Of course, it's
ABBA, and this one was ABBA. Money, look at those. Look at those sunglasses.
How big were they?
Oh, they were almost, I think it's big as the, almost as big as the Beatles. Not quite. And now, it looks
like they're coming back. They are.
See, in the early 80s in Russia.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. You know, I would still do her.
You know, if you X out of the ad, I could see her face.
The guy's like, looks really old.
But why do they not like each other?
I don't know.
This is it over here. Here's the river. We took a boat over, yeah. And there's a car riding on the dock. I don't understand why.
That's a good verse, I think.
Yeah. Oh, I think this that's a good verse, right?
Dancing. What is this, documentary?
Oh, documentary.
It's a documentary.
I wonder if any of our listeners are ABBA fans.
ABBA fans. Or you Beatle fans.
Oh, of course. The
song. Everybody knows this song.
You know what? How many views? You know what beat them on the views here?
What?
Frozen. 1 billion views.
Yeah. How many? 200 million?
Oh, I love the song.
See, her hair here is not as... You know the dark one? The one with the dark hair?
Brunette.
Sorry, Esau. Her hair like makes her go up and down in hotness. Blonde always is consistent.
Is this one of their first hits?
I don't know.
What was their
Look at the girl dancing. She's like really...
Oh, yeah.
Probably high. It's the 70s, you know? What are they high on? What was the drug of
acid.
Choice? Acid. Okay. What about 60s?
Acid.
What about 80s? H? No, Coke. Coke. 80s is Coke.
80s
yeah.
was
And 90s was H.
Heroin.
Yeah. And 2000s crystal meth.
You know, listening to Nirvana.
Yeah. 2000s crystal meth.
Ecstasy was a big one.
And what's the drug of the day now? Heroin again?
You know what?
Fentanyl.
Heroin's making a big comeback.
Big comeback.
And it's
big
killing
H.
people left and right.
Left and right.
It's an opiate pandemic here.
Didn't Trump said he's going to be a state of emergency?
He said he's going to do something about it, right? Listen. The best way. She is very pretty. I cannot dispute that. This is their earlier stuff. It has to be. They look very
young.
Young. Their hair looks very, very thick.
Yeah. You know.
No gray hair.
I will do a little research on ABBA, and I will tell you when it's next episode is going to be dedicated to the history of ABBA.
Oh yeah, it has to be. Yeah. Of course. Man. I feel like they just... how lucky are they? Just to be that huge. It's money, 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 money,
I mean, they're
money,
so lucky
money.
That they
fame,
were
fame,
offered
fame,
a
fame.
$1 billion and they said, eh, shove it.
$1 billion.
It's better than $20 billion.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to us.
Did you fix your reverb?
I think I did. Did I? How do you...
Hey, how do you turn it on? I don't even know. Is it all there?
Oh, yeah. I love it. I love
it. Oh, yeah.
But I don't want to have it.
Oh, you don't?
That's fine.
There.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you don't have it. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to the Criminal Masterminds on America Out Loud Talk Radio and Podcast Network. I am joined by Al, and I want to thank him for coming. I want to thank you for listening. Check us out on AmericaOutloud.com. Criminal Masterminds. Follow me on Twitter at the Richard Tracy. And check out AmericaOutloud.com in general, and America Malcolm Out Loud as well. Thank you all.
Look at the way she's shaking her hair. Can you imagine? She's
there's that girl
like
there.
This,
keep pointing at that girl. Thank you very much, and take care. Be safe out there, and God bless you all. Take care.